This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Just 5 days to go now until Election Day, and the presidential candidates are out for every vote. The AP's Jennifer King.
The presidential candidates are swinging through the Sun Belt. Vice President Kamala Harris puts the focus on hospitality unions and Latino voters with rallies in Phoenix, Reno, and a late evening concert in Las Vegas featuring remarks by Jennifer Lopez and a performance by the Mexican pop rock band Maná. Former President Trump steps outside the swing state box with a rally in Albuquerque. New Mexico has been a blue-leaning state. No Republican has won a presidential election there since 2004. Trump will hold a late afternoon rally in Henderson, Nevada, and then wrap the evening at Glendale, Arizona's Desert Diamond Arena with an interview by Tucker Carlson. That's billed as a hurricane relief benefit. Speakers in Glendale will include Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Senator Mike Lee of Utah. Jennifer King, Washington.
It's going to be way warmer than usual for millions of Americans on this Halloween. 80 in Atlanta today, even hotter in Washington. The National Weather Service says temperatures in parts of the nation will be 20 to 30 degrees above normal. Did you see the Dodgers win it last night?
The Dodgers are World Series champions for the second time in five seasons, coming from behind to beat the Yankees 7-6 in Game 5 to take the series 4-1. Freddie Freeman, who hit 4 homers and drove in 12 runs, was named the series MVP.
This is what we start out to do every single spring training, is to win a championship, and I think it's the hardest thing to do in sports is... because you just never know what's going to happen.
Tom Arium, New York.
The UN is warning that food is so scarce in some parts of the world that it's alarming. The Palestinian territories, Sudan, Haiti, for example. The UN blames conflicts, climate shocks, and economic instability, and lower food funding levels. 5 people in Israel were killed this morning by projectiles fired from Lebanon. This is AP News. Should taxes ramp up on those who own vacation homes in one part of California?
South Lake Tahoe's small community of voters are voting on Measure N, which would levy a flat tax of $3,000 on homes that are vacant 182 days of the year and $6,000 if homes are empty half of the year. That would pay for roads, transportation projects, and more affordable housing. Local renter Ryan Maxwell supports the measure.
There's a lot of houses, but not a lot are going for affordable prices.
But Tahoe homeowners owner Nancy Dunn says it's no one's business how many days of the year she's in her home.
I don't want to be told when I can or can't come up to Tahoe. I don't want to have to report to anyone where I'm going.
There's a growing debate across the U.S. about the impact of vacation properties. Critics say vacant second homes have worsened the nation's housing crisis by contributing to a shortage of affordable rental properties. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.